She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. I'm Gina Murphy, darling, and thank you so much for joining us. And a sincere thanks to our sponsor for today's show, Habitat for Humanity, whose mission is to create a more compassionate and just world. You gotta love that. They bring people together to build homes, communities, and hope. To find a Habitat for Humanity near you, visit habitat.org, put in your zip code, and you will find one, believe me. And if you are a Tucson listener, please visit habitattucson.org for more information. Everybody, get ready for a great show. It took me back to days that were so filled with joy in my life and so important, and I wish I knew about this woman when I had my children, and that is the truth. That's one of the reasons I'm so excited about it, because it'll be a shout-out to all the new parents or expecting parents or parents who are thinking about being parents. It's going to be a great show. The name of our show today is Ecocentric Mom, Well-Being Delivered. Joining me for this next hour is Casey Power, who is the owner of Ecocentric Mom. Casey, welcome to Mrs. Green's World. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for doing what you do.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's such a nice introduction, and it's a pleasure to be here. I'm honored.
It's so sincere. I started doing the research when we first got information. Kelly and I, our show producer, always talk about, how do we find out about this person? And it was like, I remember when our team found it, it was like, this is so important, because as a mom, I thought I was doing all the right things for my kids. Who doesn't? What mother doesn't want to do that? I even had my last daughter at home, which was a big deal back then, because I didn't want to expose her to the hospital. And, you know, life changed, the world changed, the information age arrived, and I learned so much more, and I actually got angry about things like Johnson & Johnson's No More Tears Baby Shampoo. You think you're doing the right thing, and it's like, oh my gosh, I put that on my baby's head. So our team...
Yeah, that's a great example. And it's not something unless you go seeking these answers and trying to educate yourself, which is, for moms, a very time-consuming process, that you would even, you know, have the tools at your disposal to make these informed decisions. So, yeah, that's where we're trying to add a little value.
And that's why I cannot wait to hear the story and hope that it's listened to by thousands of listeners that get a chance to have the opportunity that I did not. So talk about your journey. It was so typical. Here I am, new mom. What am I going to do? And it is the information age, because you're much younger. So you knew there had to be some bad things out there. What happened and brought you to becoming the owner of Ecocentric Mom?
Sure. So, just spend a minute explaining what Ecocentric Mom is for those who aren't familiar, and then I can kind of back into how I came to be its owner and all that good stuff. So Ecocentric Mom is a subscription delivery service for women who are expecting new or experienced moms. And our mission is to introduce these moms to products that are non-toxic and healthy, and really expose them to alternatives to, like, the mass market brands that they would be confronted with in their local big box store or their local drug store. So, and we're talking about not just products for mom, but it does cover beauty and bath kind of items, like the women would use for themselves, but also things that they use on their babies, during pregnancy, even snack and nutritional and wellness products. And the big category that haunts many of us are the items that we use to care for our homes, so cleaning products and other home care items. So we deliver monthly packages to women and really try to introduce them to alternatives and better brands, healthier brands produced without toxic chemicals, and then hopefully introduce them to some things that become a part of their daily lives and their regular routines, really with the mission to cut back on toxins and chemicals in the home, and kind of also introduce people to the fun and unique brands and products that are produced by some of our country's small businesses that are really kind of hard to find unless you go looking for them. So that's what we do, and I actually am a new owner of the business as of about a year ago. I had my first child in June of 2014, so I have a 2-year-old now, and it was around that time that I was seeking kind of a new career path for myself, and I came upon this community, Ecocentric Mom, and thought, well, you know, isn't that a wonderful fit for where I am with my life? The environmental movement was something that I was growing more and more passionate about, but as it relates to my own family and my own home, it had never sort of felt more acute that I wanted to make better decisions and make smarter decisions. It's one thing to be a single girl living in the city and, you know, thinking about how I'm living my life that way, but it's a whole other thing when you've recently brought a human into
the
world.
Right, you're responsible.
And are realizing that you're responsible and that the choices that you make are for both of you and for your whole family. So I was, a lot of changes for me in that year. I was, you know, we were getting married, I was having this baby, I was moving from the city to a more suburban environment. It was like the crash course in becoming a mom. It was a lot, yeah. And it was also, you know, realizing that I wanted to continue a professional pursuit, but make it something that was, on a personal level, something I was passionate about, but also something that suited my new kind of mommy lifestyle. So something I could do in my quote-unquote free time that wasn't on a corporate schedule.
Right.
And so, yeah, I went looking for entrepreneur opportunities, and that's when I came upon Ecocentric Mom, and its original founder was someone a lot like me, actually, but who was sort of a little farther along in her motherhood experience. She had 4 kids and founded the business out of her passion, similar to mine, to I believe one of her children had a really bad struggle with allergies, and so she went and dug into the research and figured out a lot of the products that she was using in her home were contributing and exacerbating those issues. So that was her experience, and she was ready to move on, and I was ready to take the reins and start to drive this little bus forward, and that's what I've been doing for about a year now.
And it's daunting. I mean, you know, we kind of gloss over that, but to be a new mom, wanting to do the right things, having someone that's vetting the products for you if you find a trusted source. I mean, I didn't know about environmental working group when I was a new mom, and I wish I had. I probably refer 10 people a week to that site for just their Safe Cosmetics and their, you know, Dirty Dozen and Clean 15, but those things weren't available, not even 20 years ago, because we didn't have the internet to the extent that we do now. I'm very curious about, I feel as though it's very affordable, and I mean that. So the boxes are $24 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that to me, it's not something that, you know, it's for a certain demographic that can afford $100 a month to get a box in the mail. It's a very affordable price point.
Yeah, I think so too. It's interesting. Like, it really, the industry that we're a part of, the subscription commerce industry, is exploding and has exploded probably. You know, there's household names among our competitors or peers, companies like Birchbox and Dollar Shave Club and BarkBox for dogs. So there's a subscription service for everyone. And a lot of the savvy subscription consumers are really looking for multiples of value from the box that they purchase. So it's something that we do actually struggle with, because eco-friendly and green and non-toxic and often handmade products are more expensive, and
and
they can't, and the companies that are producing them don't have $1 million marketing budgets to sort of write those costs off by just sending them for free. So, you know, the benchmark to which some of us, you know, some of our subscribers or potential subscribers hold us is a bit of a reach, because we're not trying to, it's an introductory service. So, you know, if I want to include a particular brand in our box, I've fallen in love with their product and their mission, and I reach out to them and say, well, okay, like, let's try to introduce our community to them. You know, there is a discussion, and money is part of it. Well, okay, how much can you pay me for this product, and how much, you know, and the struggle is, I can't say, well, you know, 25% of the people that receive it are going to buy more. Like, we, you know, it's really about, you know, if people fall in love with it, they buy more. If they don't, they don't. And so you can't really promise any kind of results. So we're in that place where, you know, it's not L'Oreal sending out free samples, like, with every purchase. It's not, you know, these big brands that have this as a part of their marketing budget. So, yeah, what we do, we can. We definitely deliver value in every box. The boxes, if you were to sort of try to buy everything in the box, definitely would be in excess of $25 a month. So I think the price point is fair, but you're not going to get hundreds of dollars of stuff inside. I mean, that's for a non-eco-focused business where they're working with some of the big brands. But what you will find are cool brands that you have never heard of and that you really should, because they do a lot of great work and have some pretty innovative, cool products. So you definitely cannot find if you go to, like, the local Rite Aid. It's a lot of fun.
That's a great example, right? Just what not to buy. Most of the stuff at Rite Aid.
Oh my gosh. I went there. I literally am like, I'm like a case study and like whatnot. We ran out of laundry detergent last week and I hadn't like gotten prepared, and I went to Rite Aid armed with like some, there's got to be something. And like my husband's like picking up like the white bottle, you know, like, what about this with the green label? And he's like, what about this? And I was like,
nope.
Like, I literally just wrote a blog post on this last week. Like, that is like, that is like what not to put on your clothing. And we really left empty handed. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I couldn't even. So, I mean, some of the natural and non-toxic products are making their way into sort of the bigger arena. And I think that's wonderful. Like, they're crossing over, and aren't as niche and are doing like, getting some distribution. I think that's great because they have to be options for the convenience options, for people that just like, frankly, like moms who are just flat out and busy and can't do all this extra research and all this extra, you know, you can't go to 20 different stores for 20 different products. It's just not practical as a mom. So.
And you can't spend 3 hours in the grocery store. That's what I love about your model. I mean, you really can't, but I have the same thing, and it's just a little sidebar. If I go and stay at someone's house and they use dryer sheets, I can smell it on the towels or Febreze or something, that fabric softener, whatever it is. I don't even know because we don't use it. But you can smell that they have been treated with a chemical to make them softer for whatever the reason. And I'm like, oh gosh, I have to put this on my body. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny because once you do start to discover that some of these things are, I mean, we grew up in a dryer sheet household. Like, there just wasn't an awareness. And for many years, I, you know, persisted in those kind of behaviors. So it's not, and by the way, there's nothing, you know, like, everyone's okay if they use
yes,
dryer sheets.
That's exactly right.
But there's
right.
just small changes that you can make, and once you start to become more aware and more educated. And that's another thing that we're kind of trying to do. It's not just about products and sampling, but really kind of about education and giving, just arming people with the tools to make more informed decisions. And some of that's about content, and some of it's about product and how they work together. But what it's not about is trying to kind of shame people into different behavior
exactly,
or suggest
work.
That you need to make a drastic
right.
overhaul of your life and throw out all the plastic in your kitchen and replace it with, like, you know, bamboo tools you've grown in your backyard. Like, it's just not feasible. It's not practical. So this is really about simple changes, simple switches. And I'm really kind of just trying to walk the walk in my own life. I wasn't somebody that, I think there's this whole spectrum of people's relationships to being kind of a living an eco-friendly lifestyle. And some people have gone all the way to one side of the spectrum, and they're just doing it. They're living the life. They're composting, and they're, you know, doing it, them making homemade products, and they're, you know, reusing and recycling. And I applaud and am in awe of people that have already, you know, made that whole journey.
Me too.
I'm somewhere on that spectrum. definitely not at the opposite end of those people.
It's a journey.
But I'm not all the way there. Yeah, it's a journey.
It's really a journey.
And to be going through it when you're a new mom, you just have to be a little bit gentle on yourself as well.
And you have to come from a place of non-judgment. You're so right. And when I do get that little thing in the pit of my stomach, it's never judgment. It's like, oh my gosh, they're so awful. They use plastic water bottles. Where I come from is, it can be such a bad thing for your health. It can compromise your health. Are you sure it's the right kind of bottle? Do you know where that water came from? So it's really a loving place that I think gets us where, and an informed place that helps people. But you're right, it's a very, very slippery slope, and you don't want people to have you become the person they don't want at their party because of all the things
right.
you're going
to
say.
Right.
Like,
well, that's why I love the lead into your show. You're just really asking people to think, and I really think that's really what it's about. If you have information at your disposal, you've been educated, and then you just make the best decision for you and your family, that's all that we can ask. And it's not always going to be the greenest decision or the most eco-friendly decision, but it's just going to be what you needed to do in that moment or at that time. But like starting to incorporate things in your lifestyle and in your life that are a little healthier, once you've done it, you're like, okay, yeah, like this one's part of my routine now, like moving on, like what's the next change I can make?
It's so true.
Kind of going in small steps like that. For me, it was like our laundry was the first sort of thing I was like, wait a second. You know, first I'm starting to figure out that some of the chemicals in some of these products are gross and like toxic and unhealthy. And then, oh wait, hey, there's all these other cool products out there that like, you know, you can scent your laundry with like essential oil sachets and like these wonderful things that you can have this like really kind of amazing laundry experience. I know this is like so weird, but I actually coming from having recently lived in the city and not having had a washing machine, like
right.
my experience with laundry was like, this was actually, I got to do laundry in my own washing machine. Like that was like a privilege in and of itself.
Right.
So in any case, that was like the first kind of overhaul that I made to our lifestyle. And I was like, okay, that I don't feel any pain from that. Let's move on. Let's look at the kitchen and see what we can do there. And so it's actually kind of fun once you start to dig into the other options out there and kind of find things that work for you and your family.
And when you see what you're doing in this whole subscription concept, my daughter works for a big marketing company in LA, and she's been telling me about that because she said the market is so vast and so broad and so huge. People are looking for different ways to get products in front of people, and this is one in the fitness industry, in this industry, certainly the health and nutrition industry. So it's a good time to be there. And I just want to ask you this. When you became the owner of, and I call it Ecocentric Mom, and I don't know if people say ecocentric. I say ecocentric. But
I do too. So let's go with that.
Let's go with ecocentric. So did it always have the continuum? Because when I looked deeper, you know, you do a mom's box that I would love to get. It's got candles in it and some healthy nail polish and, you know, body cream that I wouldn't have to worry about. So it's not just, was that always a part of the continuum when you started, or have you been adding stages of life for women?
Yeah, that's a great question. It actually was, and it's one of the things I loved the most about it. It was a part of the three distinct boxes that we offer, the pregnancy, the mom and baby, and then the mom box, all existed when I bought the business. And I kind of was, when I was looking at what I needed to change and what I didn't need to change, that was something I thought was wonderful. In fact, that mom box is the only problem with it, so to speak, is that it really is a misnomer. And so people feel like, oh, I don't have like school age kids.
Yes.
You know, it's not for me. So it's more of a marketing problem than any kind of real
yes.
problem. It's just about who is it for and what is it going to contain. But that said, like there are things going to be in there maybe occasionally for like last month or a couple months ago, we had some reusable snack wrap, which is great for packing kids' lunches. But by the way, it's great for packing anyone's lunches,
yes.
like not just a kid.
So, exactly.
So it really is much more broad than I have these small kids at home. But that tends to be, I think, who subscribes because that's who identifies with sort of the name of the box. But really
right.
it's women, it's eco-friendly, and it's home. So it's not just, what we are trying to distinguish is that it's not just another beauty box. It's not all about makeup and skin cream and whatever, although that's a part of it. It's a little more broad, a little bit about wellness and like healthy living. Sometimes there'll be vitamins or, you know, healthy snacks or even, I'm looking forward to this coming month. There's a spice rub in the box, like a healthy, the brand is called Fire and Flavor, and it's like a chicken rub for like summer barbecues, and we've used it at home.
Love
and
it.
I'm like in love with it. It's so good. So like it's really just about like living your life, making your home life a little bit more balanced. And so really it is, you would be, in fact, I'll send you a box. I think you'll love it.
I love it. You have to remember to get my address. I would love it. So everybody, we're going to have to take a first break. And Casey, I told you this time would fly. So we're going to take a quick first break. We come back. I want to ask more things about once a product is in a person's hand and they love it, how can they get it? What kind of things to do about that? And then how do you pick the products? Because I'm sure there's a lot of treasure in that answer. So everybody, stay here with me. We're having a great time learning about healthy products for moms-to-bes, for moms, and for people like me that already have been a mom, always a mom, but want healthy products. So we'll be right back. Lots of more great content to share. Everybody, stay here with me.
Join us for a new Mrs. Green's World episode every Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time at MrsGreensWorld.com. All of our past shows are available as on-demand podcasts at MrsGreensWorld.com. Listen on your computer or mobile device using the iHeartRadio app. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. We are a proud member of the Dream Vision 7, Glimmerglass, Green Radio Divas, Blog Talk, and Speak Up Radio Networks. If you have questions or comments about the show, write to us at info@MrsGreensWorld.com. We'd love to hear from you. And now, more with Mrs. Green.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. I am Gina Murphy, darling, and thanks for being with us. And thank you, Casey, for being with us. Casey Power is the owner of Ecocentric Mom. And the name of our show is Ecocentric Mom Well-Being Delivered, because it's all about delivering healthy, safe, fair trade, in some cases vegan. You've got it all going on when you get a box from this company. I'm very excited about it. And we have lots more questions, Casey, so thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Okay, so how do you, if I get a box and there's a product I absolutely love, is it typically going to be available for the consumer and you direct them either to a website or say this is available in stores? What do you do once you hook somebody? You can't just leave them hanging.
Yeah, right. So in every box that we include probably an average of 7 products in a given month's box. Sometimes it's 6, sometimes it's 9. Really depends on what we found to include that month. But we print one single sheet of paper for the box, which is a summary of all of the brands and products in there. We try to keep all the extra sort of marketing fluff out of there, although, right, you know, you can imagine a lot of the brands want to include their own pieces of paper. But generally, we try to put it on one page, and on that page would be all the information about where to buy more. A link. Typically, it's a link to the company's website, and oftentimes they'll give a coupon code exclusive to our subscribers for buying more or buying more of other products that they produce. So that's sort of the base case. Like, I got this bug spray that I like from this brand. I want to go buy a bigger size or buy more once I run out. And they'll have some, you know, usually a 10 or 20, 25% off coupon to get more from that company's website. So that's what we've been doing. Sometimes if the product doesn't have is commonly available in stores, we'll include on the sheet, like, you can find this at, you know, Target or on Amazon or whatever. But mostly the products we're doing are pretty, don't have a huge retail distribution, so an online purchase would be the most common. And then what we've done recently, actually, is because I think I made a comment earlier about how you don't really have time to go to 20 different stores or even 20 different websites to buy the products that you're looking for in every category. So we actually started our own online shop as well. So some of the products that we put in the box could later be purchased on our own website. So ecocentricmom.com/shop. And so you could go to that website and buy more of the product.
Idea.
It's a great, makes it easy. So you don't have to, like, remember the other brands. Yeah. So it's actually an initiative that's just getting off the ground, but I think is going to really help both the moms and in some ways us as well, just to be more streamlined with how we roll out the business. But the fun thing is that we do, like, a reward system, so the subscribers to the box actually earn points and then use those points for discounts on the products in our shop. So, you know, kind of trying to be like a one-stop shop for the eco-friendly, non-toxic products that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. For your lifestyle. So that's the vision, and we're just getting that. The shop just launched last month, so it's
How exciting!
It's really exciting!
Oh my gosh! And you know, you think about things like, you know, you're talking about the mother, the busy mother, that you want to have someplace that you can trust and do the right thing. And I think about, you know, spraying off on my kids. It's these things that I'm like, oh my gosh, I really did that. But you thought you were doing the right thing. So it's like, now you know better and you can do better and you're making it simple. How do you decide to put a product in? That's one part of the question. But the other part that might be even more important is, you know that trust from your consumers is everything. It's everything. They count on you literally with the health of their children and their families. How do you vet them to make sure you don't get dinged or misled a product you've endorsed or included?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer, I guess, to the first part of the question could potentially be long, but really is sort of it's all over the map as to how we decide what to include. I guess basically we start every month with a framework for what we want the box to be about.
Got it.
So it's not like a very loose theme. It's not going to be anything like very, they're not all going to be tightly tied together, but something, for example, our June box that's shipping next month is themed a summer picnic. And everything in the box is either for creating a summer picnic, so it's things like that chicken rub that
right,
I mentioned.
Right.
And Or this is where the loose part of the theme comes in. Or they're products that feature fruit, vegetable, or herbal ingredients to use to make their effectiveness.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, things like we have a coconut-based hair product and that kind of thing. So we're kind of using the food theme to tie the box together. So we start with a theme, and then we think, well, what kinds of products would make that a wonderful unboxing experience. And so we go looking for products that will fit within that, and we kind of get an idea, and then we start contacting brands that we discover, you know, through some creative Googling. We love Instagram as a source for inspiration, just really kind of going out, scouring the web and finding great brands and great products that we think would be a great fit. And then we balance that out with lots of companies contacting us all the time. To your earlier point, you know, they recognize the marketing benefits of finding their demographic, their tribe, these women who care about what they're putting on their bodies and in their bodies and on their families' kitchen tables. So we get people reaching out to us all the time, which is such a huge help. If anyone listening has a company that has a product that might be a fit, I mean, please.
Yes.
Because really, it just does. It's not sufficient, but it's so helpful because there's just so many. As much as it is hard to find these great brands and products, there are so many of them out there. So it just saves us time and is a great way of connecting. You basically telling me this is our goal. We want to find these women that like. We were talking about DEET earlier, or talking about OFF. I had a bug spray company contact me, and I saw their product. I was like, yes, like this is perfect. Like we need this in our box.
We want this. Every single mom
that gets this is going to love it. So I was like, oh, well, thank goodness. Now I don't need to go looking for a bug spray.
Right.
And so the companies that reach out to us, it's a huge help. And then how do we decide? First thing is we decide, does this fit in next month's box or the following month box? And have we done, you know, something like this recently? But then in terms of the quality of the product, it's twofold. It's one, I literally try that myself or put it on my baby or on my family. I have them send me
the best thing you can do. I mean, seriously.
Really. And I'm actually, since I'm currently expecting my second child, I'm testing all the pregnancy products like all the time as well. So I'm like a one-person, one-family guinea pig.
Right.
And that's really because that's not about the toxicity and the chemicals and the certification. That's about the efficacy. Because I think what I don't want to do is include products that all, sure, they're natural and non-toxic, but they also don't really do anything. They don't do what they say they're going to do. Like that gives the whole green movement a bad name. So, you know, I test them on myself or I use them myself. And then the last thing is you mentioned earlier, the Environmental Working Group, and I religiously consult their database, the Skin Deep database, and their other resources for home products. And there are other third-party kind of certifications and standards out there. And really, not being a PhD in these kinds of chemicals, I have to look to third parties to tell me where the red flags are, the orange flags are. And there are some sticky areas that it's not black and white. And I, you know, here me and my team are trying to be the arbiters of what's okay and what's not okay. And that's particularly difficult in the pregnancy realm because, there, as you might remember, there's not great black and white guidelines for what's okay during pregnancy and what's not.
So
in
true.
Fact, it's
so
the least
true.
Clear... The least clear instructions you'll ever receive. I mean, there's these like broad brush things like don't eat like lunch meat or don't eat raw fish or silly things like that, but not like, well, what about essential oils and what about, you know, certain other chemicals. So that's a tricky area for sure. And again, like we just look to as much third party research like as possible to try to get comfortable. Of course, we always say, like, every woman is different, every pregnancy is different, so as with anything, you kind of cover your tail and say, well, consult with your physician, but really, like, you're not going to your physician and saying, is this eyeshadow okay for me to wear? So we use
because
we
your physician doesn't know.
Right, exactly. My physician would just, like, laugh at me if I, like, I try to ask him even more basic questions than that, I don't get a great answer. So
right.
I don't have any faith that going to your physician is going to help you make those, like, you know, beauty and home product decisions. But mostly the way I feel about the pregnancy products, as with anything, is, you know, really if you treat your body well and avoid the kind of nasty chemicals that are bad for anybody, like you're going to do okay during pregnancy. You know, there are a couple additions that you want to stay away from maybe based on our research, but generally speaking, these things that are bad for you when you're pregnant are probably bad for you when you're not pregnant too.
Yes.
Like in a lot of cases.
Absolutely and positively true.
So it's really
true.
Just about a cleaner lifestyle all around. So some of our pregnancy box products, it's not just about like belly cream for your growing belly. It's really just about like, okay, we'll start to make these healthier changes now that you can, you know, carry through into motherhood. So anyway, we looked at third parties. I looked at the Environmental Working Group and other certifications. We're a member of the group 1% for the Planet, which
awesome.
Is a community of companies
yes.
that do give 1% of their revenues to environmental-related charities. And we, in our March box, we featured exclusively 1% companies. So that was kind of a fun theme. That was our theme that month, and that was also a fun way to connect with some of the companies in this network. I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's just like a great group
yes.
of companies.
And it's
and
I think
walking
we should,
the walk as
and
well.
you're doing it revenue, not your profit. That's what I think is so amazing.
Yeah.
It's from revenue. It's not like what you've
yeah.
got left over. It's amazing. It's just thought leadership at its finest. And a couple of comments I have that I don't want to gloss over because I love that you said we are using made in America or local smaller companies that literally do not have a way to permeate the market unless they get started with people like you. They don't have the $1 million budget. It's a big, cruel world out there. You know, even for Mrs. Green's world, they want huge numbers. And I'm like, well, if you would sponsor us, we'd have more numbers. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where you have to keep growing. And I love the mom and pop or locally owned. I mean, I see these things come through my inbox a lot to endorse products. And it's amazing what's out there given the shift in consciousness of the consumer. So you're doing something really great on another level as far as I'm concerned, which is creating, you know, strong economies for local business owners or small business owners. So just have
yeah,
to
thank you for saying that. It's one of the sort of in going into this journey and buying this company, it wasn't something that was I thought about actually of all the reasons that I had and the pro list for making this leap. And then it was one of these added benefits that kind of emerged afterwards. I just didn't realize the community that I would be a part of. You know, we're a small business and we're helping small businesses
yes.
and working with small businesses. And it was, I had actually come from my corporate background was, you know, first I was in finance and then I was in startups, but like the kind of startups that are like, you know, venture capital, Silicon Valley-ish
yes.
kind of startups. So not that world, not the world where you're like, ooh, like, you're asking me to spend $500. That's like kind of a lot, you know, or like
yes.
where you're thinking about like your shipping costs and that kind of thing. Like, and so it's like nitty gritty startup stuff that, you know, you connect with these other small companies and they're also doing that math and they're making that struggle work every day. And I love that because I just think the people behind these companies are just stellar, like passionate people who are just going for it. And I admire that like to no end. So
I love
I'm
it. And I just really am glad I pointed it out too, and that you're so enthusiastic and excited about it, because how does the little guy with a really big dream make it? And this is one way that helps really bring good things to life. I want to say really good bring things to life. It's amazing. And I wanted to know, I thought about how do I ask this question. One of the biggest challenges in Mrs. Green's world is getting people to know that they even want to listen to a Mrs. Green's World podcast. How do you help penetrate markets that really, how do I know what I don't know? Does that make sense? So there are moms out there.
It makes a lot of sense.
How do you begin to, is it word of mouth? I mean, is it all of the above? Do you do some strategic advertising on Facebook? How do you get people to know what they don't know? Because my final comment in that long question is, once you know, you can never not know. And that's what happened in my journey with Mrs. Green. Once I knew about the rainforest devastation and its impact on our air, I knew, and so then I had to do something. You know so much, Casey, about what's good for your body and your children's body, and oh, by the way, the planet, because those toxins aren't being, you know, down the drain in the shower or in the bathtub or being sprayed into the air. It's a really circular, really good impact. So how do you know what you don't know? How do you get to those people?
That's the question. If I could tell you the answer to that question, I think we would
I was hoping you would, because we'd all there. We'd go viral.
I mean, right? Exactly. I really think, exactly. I've now just cracked the entrepreneurial code for marketing worldwide.
How could I even ask you that? But it's a good question.
I think it's just like a slow creeping awareness that we're all maybe being exposed to. So I think that is, and then you kind of need to be in the right place at the right time. And so, and what we do, like as a company, is we just try to we publish content on our blog and try to circulate that through our network. And that's one way of kind of getting the message out there. Things like, you know, tips for healthy pregnancy or tips for greening your laundry routine.
Right.
And I've written some guest posts on, like I did a Mind Body Green post last month, and kind of trying to be a voice in this movement or in this kind of conversation, just trying to raise the awareness level generally, and then, oh, hey, by the way, here's our company, and this is what we do. But that's, you know, none of those is a magic bullet, and none of those is particularly scalable. But it's just, it's about, you know, one person at a time, maybe 100 people at a time, maybe 1,000. It's not a huge marketing breakthrough, but it's something, and I think you find what Seth Godin calls the tribe, and you find that tribe, and you get your message in front of them, and if it is the right place and the right time for them, then they become a customer of ours, or they just become another believer, I guess, in this movement or in this conversation. So, we don't have the answer. We're working on it.
And please call me if you do get that answer. Just give me a buzz. You can text me or say, Gina,
right, exactly.
I need to talk to you right away, because it's a tough question, but it is, and part of it is, you know, you and I talked a little bit before we got on the air. It is what Seth Godin says. Build a tribe and keep showing up every day and stay true to your intention and your standards, and good things just keep on happening. I mean, when he says he was on the verge of bankruptcy 9 or 10 years in a row, there's really a message there about believing in the power of your dream and your vision, and he does. So he's our hero. Hats off to Seth.
He is our hero.
I love
He's the inspiration for all of us.
Exactly. Really is. I know. I can't wait.
And what we're trying to emulate is a little bit about what he says, and you've done it with your community and your various media as well. So, and you know, maybe we just get lucky sometimes. Maybe somebody finds us in Google and then orders it on a whim or orders it as a gift, and maybe that person is educated or inspired a little bit by what they receive and what they learn. But it's also just a lot of fun too, and that's kind of another message, is that it doesn't need to be this austerity program for your home or for your beauty regimen or for your children's lunchbox. It's really just about like making changes that are healthier but aren't worse, I guess, from an experience.
Right.
Like there's acute options, healthy options, effective options, and it's fun to get mail every month. Let's be honest, like real mail that doesn't have like a bill inside.
That has treasures in it. When I was looking at your boxes and looking at past boxes, I'm like, I'd love to get this every month. There's really fun stuff.
Totally.
Not to disappoint. So we're going to take a quick break and come back. And what I'd like to talk to you about a little bit is, were there any, you know, like awkward moments or bad choices about things you've picked? And how do you deal with that when you have consumers that trust you? Or maybe you're blessed and it never came up, but maybe there was a total bomb that I'm not going to ask you the name of, but you can talk about how you handle that when something happens, because I think it's really important. And I have a bunch of other really good questions about some simple tips you'd give to the consumer about where to start and kind of red flags and things to look at. I think it'll be a great third part of the show, because there's still more great content. And we want everybody to go to her website. It's ecocentricmom.com, and we'll give the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest handles when we come back. So everybody stay here with me. More from Cindy Power, who is the owner of Ecocentric Mom, all about well-being delivered. We'll be right back.
Mrs. Green's world's mission is to preserve the planet by creating a global community of people who care about the health of the earth. We educate, inform, and inspire. Mrs. Green's World is an independent, non-political, agenda-free voice. Your generous gift enables all of us to explore the issues facing the health of the planet in a comprehensive way. As a Mrs. Green's World sustainer, you can assist us in offering trusted information, providing listeners with the tools to make their own conclusions and choose their own steps to create a healthier planet. Visit MrsGreensWorld.com and click on Become a Member today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. I am Gina Murphy-Darling, and thanks for being with us. So, Casey, I owe you an apology. What happens to people's brains? I'm so intent on, you know, getting it over with, and I'm saying Cindy Power, and James pointed out, he goes, you called her Cindy, so I apologize for that.
She's going to let it go.
Maybe it's your other personality that you don't even know you have. But anyway, with us is Casey Power, who is the owner of Ecocentric Mom, and it's all about well-being delivered to your doorstep, and we're having a lot of fun and learning things. So what about my question, maybe not so articulate, but has there ever been a bomb? Something that just went, oh no, we never should have put that in there.
Oh, that's a great question, and I have a couple that come to mind. Not so much bombs, I call one a near miss, and one a questionable or a polarizing product. So when I first bought the business last fall, our first box that we were putting together, sort of where I was making all the decisions, I had slated a product for our pregnancy box, which was an essential oil roll-on. So this wonderful soothing scent that you roll on your temples and your pulse points and sort of help to calm down and breathe easier and just really kind of achieve like a calmer state. And the product is wonderful and the brand is wonderful, but I neglected to carefully check all of the essential oils in the roller against like the list of things that are sort of questionable or frowned upon during certain stages of pregnancy.
Right.
So
we're
days
right.
away from packing the boxes, and I have this like niggling like thought about it, and I was like, I gotta go just double check. And I reached out to the brand, the entrepreneur who was going through his business, and I said, just to be clear, like, this is pregnancy safe, right? And she's like, oh yeah, it's fine. But then I was like, well, I gotta, like, I'm just gonna check anyway. And the one ingredient in the product is on the list of like maybe questionable pregnancy.
Right, just be careful. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, this is exactly what I say I'm doing, is I'm doing the research, so you don't have to. And so I can't just go and like slip this in the box because I had it in the warehouse and like ready to go. So I had a tap dance out of that one, like at the last minute. It was such a fire drill and I had no backup plan, and it was super stressful, but I learned my lesson and I plan a lot further in advance now, so that we don't have to kind of dance across the finish line like we did that month. But we ended up not including it in the box and then using it later in a different box, and we replaced it with something unequivocally pregnancy safe. So I that was a near miss, and I was relieved to have kind of spotted it before we did it, because I really think, you know, maybe nobody would have known, but that's not good enough.
That's
for me.
Not,
you know,
what
like
you
I'm
do.
The one that's right, exactly.
Right.
I'm the one that's making these, you know, making this claim that, you know, I've looked into this and I'm comfortable that all of this is safe for you. So and this is a gray area. It's certainly not a toxic chemical, but you know, nobody wants to experiment in real time when you're pregnant.
But it speaks volumes. You know. It speaks volumes about who you are to me. I mean, I have to reflect that because you really care a lot and you weren't going to let that go. And it probably wouldn't cause major damage, but you erred on the side of caution and in favor of the consumer. So kudos to you for that.
Well, thank you. It felt a lot less gratifying at the time and much more like a near train wreck, but like,
what are we going to do now?
Yeah, with hindsight, I'm happy with the experience. It was a good learning experience. And like I said, that was right after I had acquired the business and it was our first box. So I had, I was just scrambling to get across the finish line. And right now we have a much more robust training process in place, thankfully. So I don't think we'll have as many near disasters.
So that was just a near miss.
Near miss. And then I don't have any like total sales, although, you know, once in a while, like, for example, last month, one of the shipments we got of a particular hair product, which incidentally I just love, and I love this brand, and I'm like a total diehard user of the whole line now. But a lot of the bottles weren't like properly closed or something.
Right,
so there was,
right,
like,
packaging.
And that was just like, you know, with anybody in like that ships any kind of product knows that these things happen, but it doesn't change the fact that if you open your box, it's like this cute pink tissue paper box, and it has like, it's like a sticky mess. You're like not a happy camper. So it wasn't like a widespread disaster, but it, you know, higher than it should have been. You know, there's always maybe one or two a month that happens. So this was maybe, you know, 5 to 7% of the subscribers. And some people are like, totally understand, it's cool, you know, just send me a new one, whatever. Some people are like, nah.
Right.
So
People come in all shapes and sizes, and I'm telling you, there's that small percentage of people that almost sometimes you feel like you can't do anything right. So
I know.
That's how they show up in life.
Yeah. The customer service side of things.
Yes.
But other than that, I think, you know, generally it's a try before you buy kind of model, and so if you don't love a product, you know, no skin off your back, you know, you just don't buy it anymore, and that's kind of the whole point of this experience. And the one example I have of that is like a couple months ago, maybe it was last month, we had a natural breast spray in the box, and I can tell you that this is one of the most polarizing products I've ever seen. People either love it or they like absolutely hate it. Like,
and what was it?
It's a breast spray, like a breast freshener.
Okay, got it.
Which is wonderful, and it's made from like herbs, so it is a totally natural. And if you look at like the packaged gum or mint, and you see the ingredients in like Tic Tacs and like other things, you're like, oh god, like this is another area that maybe a lot of people could make some changes.
Yes,
you know, so it's like a wonderful idea, but you can't if you hate how it tastes. Like you're not gonna like swallowing a bitter pill and everything like that. That's not gonna happen. So, but anyway, some people really love it and some people really hate it. It's just one of those things that is for, I think, so. But I think that's entirely the point of the sampling experience. So, like, if you hate it, it's great. You don't buy it. If you love it, you've now, like, found a replacement for some of your probably less healthy alternatives that achieve the same or try to achieve the same goal. So that's kind of what the whole point of the service is for. But nevertheless, some people that hated it were like, I hate it. I'm fine.
And a breast spray made from herbs, it could be a little tricky. Especially if you're someone like me that's like, I have a trouble getting kale down, so I'm not sure how I would do. But there's something.
It is tricky, but it's interesting. You know, in India, they chew on like seeds. I think it's cardamom seeds after meals to like freshen their breath. And so that's like it's like a thing like that people do in other cultures. And I think that's the vision with this product. And like I said, some people are like loving it. So it's going to be. I think it's going to be. It just launched last month. I think it's going to be successful, but I think it's also one of those things that you benefit from having tried
right.
before you buy.
Before you go out and order a case for you and all your friends. And I think that I did want to reflect back on something you were talking about in terms of the importance of this. My friend is a pediatric neurologist. And this is part of the excitement of why, when I found you, our team said, we have to do a show. There's more than an hour to share about this. It's so vitally important. And she lives in a constant state, you know, a state is what I call it, because she is seeing children sicker and sicker, younger and younger, and she is working on some grants. But a lot of her study and her frustration and her pain and hopefully her great solutions will be about toxins in the home and on our bodies and things that we eat. She feels as though there's enough evidence now, a preponderance of evidence, to say these kids are getting sicker because of what is happening to them in their environment, either in the womb or once they show up on the planet. And she's very, it's taken its toll on her, if that makes sense. She said, when you have a three-year-old that really isn't able to tell you about how bad their migraine hurts and that they can't see. She said, I never used to see kids with migraines at three. And of course, I'm sure you know the research about the number of toxins in an umbilical cord. It's like, hello, it's at birth. So yeah. You're doing something great. And I want to also comment on your website. We live in this age of the net, of 60% of transactions, purchases, reservations, everything being done on the internet. And that's for not 60% of purchases, but transactions. And on your website, I want to tell people to go to the page Our Story, because it's a great story, it's a compelling story, but then you find all these other little treasures on the right side of the page about the beauty tips, about eco-friendly lifestyle. There was one that was really good on there, and I think I hope I didn't make this up, because I did call you Cindy, we have to remember that. But like, what do you buy a stroller? Is it possible to buy just one stroller? And I thought that's really a great article. It's like, yes, things I didn't know. Are we going to have to buy another one and then another one? And they keep growing, and then there's another car seat. And also, I was very interested in the eco habit about the Japanese and the Japanese paper towel use and all that. So there's a lot.
That's nice. You read our blog. That's like it feels sometimes you're like shouting into oblivion when you write blog posts. You know, when you don't get a lot of feedback.
I resemble that remark.
Anyone out there?
Yeah, I wrote.
But
it.
No, that's nice. We have the whole page. If you click on the top menu as well, resources on our website, that's where you find the primary link to all those things. But happy to take you through our story as well. You can see a picture of me and my family.
I like that. That was, when I ever go to any guest I'm going to have, the first thing I want to know is their story. So that's the page I go to, and I found all these little surprises. So it really does help a lot to know that. And then
that's
what
cool.
are...
Those articles are really just things that like are
so
like,
good.
Myself and various of our, you know, people that help me with the business are just like the stroller question. It was like really something I wish I had like read that before I had my baby, because now I'm about to have a second baby and I have to go and buy another darn stroller instead of like an addition to the one that I had. It was like, it seems so obvious. And this isn't about toxins and whatever, but it's just about having less and getting by with less. And I think when you're about to have a baby, like you get the consumer mindset kicks in and like, what do I need to register for? Like, I need all this stuff, like, I need all this gear. And like, how many of my friends have said, I actually got all the stuff I never used when they have their baby shower. And I'm like, yeah, man, like, what do you really need? Like, that's the question. So just trying to answer little questions like that, having nothing, really nothing to do with our subscription box, but a lot to do with the community that we're growing. So,
but it's more added value to the tribe, as Seth would say.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is, because there are other things that come out, not just that. So it's really, to me, really, really important. What about in the last minutes that we have, what are some of the things, like some simple tips for people where to start? How do they start? We actually have about 8 minutes left, so I apologize. We have plenty of time to cover that. But give us some beginning times, beginning ideas for where to start what I call this path to consciousness. And I say that in a very non-judgmental way, because once you start knowing, as I said, you know. And would you say to someone, well, just start by reading Labors, or go to the Environmental Working Group website, or what would you say to people that the beginning journey?
So I think you hit on two of the ones that were part of my journey, and this is what I think are really helpful resources. So the first thing is looking at the label, but that's like a bit too big of a piece of advice, because if you just look at the label, your eyes
know what it means.
And you get like, and then you're like, okay, like that's not super constructive. But one of the words I look for in a label is the word fragrance. And if I see it, I'm like usually yucked out by it, because it definitely means it's like not one ingredient. It's like a catch-all for like any permissible substance that they put in there
that they don't have to disclose.
That they don't have to disclose. Yeah.
So that epiphany for me was you know, one of my earlier ones, and I was kind of appalled that it's just not something that needs to be on the label. So seeing it there, you know, just makes you think, well, what are they not telling me?
Right.
So that's something that, and I could be, there very well could be products with the word fragrance on the label that are pure and clean or whatever, but more likely than not is that there's words behind that word that they don't really...
Something bad. It's a red, huge red flag. That's a great tip.
Yeah.
But that's a great tip.
And that's so it's easy, because you're going to see all these other chemicals and not know the names of them and be like, oh my God, how reading labels is like only as good as a PhD. So that's not that helpful. But the word fragrance, everybody's going to recognize that word, and then you're going to pause and think, well, maybe... and then you're going to see it on things like with Free and Clear brands, or, you know, not to call out a specific brand of product, but you're going to see it on the ones that you think are certainly marketed to be green or non-toxic. So that's one thing. And then it's not to say don't ever buy that product, but it's just saying maybe dig a little deeper. And then, so on that front, like the second piece of advice I would say is, and this is super helpful for shopping, is download the Environmental Working Group app.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Do you have it? It's like the best thing ever. So it basically, like, it's also kind of fun because you can like scan products when you're in the store and see how they're rated for from a toxicity standpoint. Scan or input the brand and the product and the, you know, the all the good stuff, and it'll pop out like what its score is. And so I love that because
they are amazing. I mean, they are, to me, they are just untouchable. You know, they don't take any
I trust them. It's so wonderful. And so that's like, you take that thing to write it, and that's where you'll be like, and that actually, the app, I believe, works for like more in the beauty and bath and cosmetic realm than for like the homeware, cleaning kind of realm. But hopefully they expand it and they come out with a similar service for the home products, because it's such a great resource. And that's something, for sure, that as a great first step, like you take it with you to your trip to the local store. The only downfall there is that because a lot of the great work in the clean living products are coming from some of the smaller brands, they aren't yet rated, or they don't have their full product line rated. You know, they just haven't caught up with the standards. And, you know, as a small business, that I don't actually know the process that they undertake to get themselves rated. But anyway, they're not all in the day-to-day. So the absence of a rating doesn't mean that it's bad, but the presence of a bad rating does.
Yes.
So at least you know like where to not turn for, or you know what not to buy when you educate yourself in that manner. So
their wall of shame. You don't want to buy anything on their wall of shame. I mean, their website is so good, and even with all the content on it, you can still navigate it. And for new listeners, you've heard me talk about this many times, but it's ewg.org, and subscribe, stay in touch. They update their Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 vegetables. You know, it's just fruits and vegetables. It's just something that you should incorporate into your everyday life for shopping. It's safe and trusted and very easy to navigate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have no affiliation with them besides just being a huge fan.
Me either.
Loving their resource.
We're just cheerleaders.
They're really doing something. Exactly. They're really just doing something important and super helpful. So I think those are my like kind of getting started tips. And then like on the nutritional front, actually, this is probably something I came to even before, you know, some of these other transformations, just really about wellness and nutrition. And I think on that, there's coming to be a little bit better labeling and disclosure of food than some of our other household products. So I think being an informed consumer there can be about reading labels. I think there's, I definitely could be wrong here, but the disclosure is a little bit more rigorous on most of the foods. And so I think there, being a label reader and looking for some of the important certifications, the non-GMO, you know, I love organic. I don't think it has to be a way of life for every single person or everything you eat, right. I don't have like a one, like our box, we have now typically have one snack product every month, and sometimes it's organic and sometimes it's not. And
right.
I, you know, some people want only organic and they're like, why isn't this organic? I just think
I think it's nice. I think organic is a wonderful lifestyle choice. It can also be expensive.
Right.
And I think it's not as critical in all aspects of your diet.
I could not agree with you more. So we have about maybe 40 seconds, 35 seconds. I want to make sure that everybody knows how to find Casey Power. Ecocentric Mom is the website.com. Facebook, they're all the same. Ecocentric Mom, Twitter, Instagram. If you are a pinner, get on Pinterest, Ecocentric Mom. She's got lots of pins. And everybody, next week on the 12th, a great show with Michael Duran and Julia Strange from Tucson Medical Center, all about their report to the community. They are a community-owned hospital focusing on prevention and getting out there. And then a show I cannot wait for all of you to hear. It's on the 16th, our regular show, Salish Rao, and it's all about the movie Cowspiracy. Casey, thanks for coming across my screen and for all you're doing, and let's stay connected, and you're making a difference. So thanks for that, and thanks for being
thanks
a guest
so
on Mrs. Green's World. Make it a great green day, and remember, read carefully.